There are many excellencies and blessings mentioned for the individual who recites the glorious Quran. The reciter of the glorious Quran will attain blessings and barakah in this life. The individual who recites the glorious Quran itself will come as a protector from the punishment of the grave for that individual. The glorious Quran will come on the Day of Judgment as an intercessor for that individual who recited the glorious Quran in this world. And there are many other blessings for the one who recites the glorious Quran. But, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some individuals who, when they recite the glorious Quran, they are cursed by the glorious Quran itself. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, many reciters of the Quran are cursed by the Quran itself. Why? Due to reciting it incorrectly. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from falling within this category. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would urge all of you to start learning how to recite the Quran properly. If you are a child, enroll into Madrasatul Madina. The parents of those children, get your children enrolled to Madrasatul Madina. If you are an adult, Dawat-e-Islami provides classes for adults, males and females. The males will teach the males and the females will teach the females. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I urge all of you to enroll into some sort of class, learning how to recite the glorious Quran to ensure we do not fall under this category of individual who is cursed while he recites the glorious Quran. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would urge all of you to get yourself tested, get your recitation of the glorious Quran tested by a qualified qari of the Quran, by a qualified scholar, to ensure that your recitation is correct and to ensure that we are not falling into this category of individuals who are cursed by the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.